AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Money may be showing up soon from the coronavirus relief bill President Biden just signed. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
On a video call this morning with Indo-Pacific allies, the president hailed the American Rescue Plan as the path toward economic recovery.
It's a bill that will get meaningful help into the hands of people in our country who need it the most.
That help could start arriving this weekend. The White House says the first direct deposits of $1,400 relief payments may show up in bank accounts soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden met at the White House to discuss expanding coronavirus vaccine manufacturing capacity in India.
We've launched an ambitious new joint partnership that is going to boost vaccine manufacturing and for the global benefit and strengthen vaccinations to benefit the entire Indo-Pacific.
Japan says it will not take part in China's offer accepted by the International Olympic Committee to provide vaccines for participants in the postponed Tokyo Games later this year and next year's Beijing Winter Games. In Hawaii.
This is time to get dirty.
There is a lot of mud from heavy rain. A landslide cut off a key road on the island of Kauai. Savin Gatchelin's home is flooded.
It just lifted up the bed and the fridge.
Food supplies were available at stores and food pantries in the isolated communities in Hawaii. A new AP-NORC poll shows Black and Hispanic Americans are more likely than white Americans to have experienced job and other income losses due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Atlantic Coast Conference canceled the men's basketball tournament semifinal today between Virginia and Georgia Tech because of a positive coronavirus test, quarantining, and contact tracing within the Virginia program. The Michigan Lottery says four people won the $1 billion Mega Millions lottery game back in January with a single ticket. This is AP News. As schools are reopening around the country, student Angelina Mistretta in Buffalo, New York, can't wait to see a classroom again.
Having more interactions, just generally seeing people rather than through a screen, because there's really not that level of connection.
Mom Wendy Mistretta can't wait either.
There's definitely a fatigue that's setting in for all of us. And so it's exhausting doing this work day in and out, and there's a mental exhaustion when you don't know how or when it's going to end.
Eighth grader Graciela Leahy in Columbus, Ohio, says her grades were good when the pandemic started.
But they've dropped this quarter, and that's because I haven't been doing as much work as I would be.
In Georgia, parent Tamika Morgan says her daughter misses dances and extracurricular activities.
Things that she, you know, desired to do at school that she can't get back. You can't get back those memories.
Her daughter doesn't like learning from the living room couch. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.